when we think of how much God loves us and what Jesus did for us, one of the places we fairly naturally go is to Romans, the fifth chapter. And then starting in verse 8, we read, "But God commendeth his own love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, shall we be saved from the wrath of God through him. For if, while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more, being reconciled, shall we be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we now have received the reconciliation. Therefore, as through one man sin entered into the world, and death through sin, and so death passed to all men, for that all sinned." And we skip down a little to verse 20. "And the law came in besides, that the trespass might abound. But where sin abounded, grace did abound more exceedingly. That as sin reigned in death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." The grace that God showed while we were his enemies, while we were seeking his harm, while we were living in sin, to send Jesus to say, "Hey, come back to me." And just before Jesus did that, he spent time with his apostles and he gave us a way to remember what he did. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, Paul writes, "For I received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, in the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, This is my body, which is for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the like manner also the cup, after supper, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as ye drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink the cup, ye proclaim the Lord's death till he come." I believe that's part of why God's given us this to share together. Because we're not just remembering, we're proclaiming to one another, Jesus died. Jesus died for me. Jesus died for you. And I've always been struck by the fact that Jesus doesn't say, "This reminds you of my body. This is, you know, a memorial." He says it's a memorial, but he says, "This is my body." There's a very real sense in which when we do this together, we're partaking in, we are being a part of Jesus' body and his broken body and his death. And I think there's a good way that we can remind ourselves of the significance of that, because there's another time when we are part of his death, when we partake in that. In Romans, the sixth chapter, in verse 3, Paul says, "Or are ye ignorant that all who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried therefore with him through baptism unto death, that like as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we also might walk in newness of life. For if we become united with him in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away, so that we should no longer be in bondage to sin." And we have an incredible hope in Christ and in Christ's resurrection that's an eternal hope. But we have an incredible hope in Christ Jesus and his resurrection that is a hope now. That the life that we live is not the life that we lived before. That when we remember his death and what he gave up to cleanse us from sin, we're reminded that we are now cleansed from sin. We're not to live in it any longer. Just before those verses that talk about being resurrected with him in Romans chapter 6, just before, hey, grace abounds even when there's sin. You know, the more sin, the more grace. That God's grace can outstrip our sin. He can do better. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. May it never be. No way. We who died to sin, how shall we any longer live in it? Because we died with Him and we live a new life, but it's a new life in Him. And that is what we remember. That is what we proclaim. Jesus died so that I could die to sin and live to righteousness.